The Czech Ministry of Foreign Affairs has launched a new online system for long-term visa applicants. The hope is that it will curb the corruption that's allegedly been taking place at several Czech embassies. The new system, known as VisaPoint, is now available to the citizens of six countries: China, Mongolia, Kazakhstan, Thailand, Uzbekistan, and Vietnam. Jan Richter discussed the changes involved with Jan Vichital of the Czech Foreign Ministry.
In the past, the applicant was asking for appointment via phone or via call center. Now there are general conditions applied to all embassies where the visa point system is operated. The system provides several terms which the applicant may apply for, and the applicant gets email confirmation, and the applicant can modify its appointment requirement. So these are the main things which has changed. And also the embassy has overview about the applicant, so the embassy, the consul, can prepare himself for the interview. This is also a big improvement.
The foreign minister, Mr. Kohout, said that the system will make the whole process better and more transparent. Does that mean that the process was not transparent enough so far?
I wouldn't say so. The visa processing was transparent already, but now it gives more control power to the ministry. We do have overview about the numbers of applicants, about its structure, and we see who is doing what in the system. It wasn't possible in the past when the embassies did operate their own system of appointments.
Your ministry has been criticized particularly about the situation in Vietnam at the Czech embassy in Hanoi. There were speculations that the whole process is managed from outside, that the applicants were managed by local middlemen. Is the new system going to remove all this?
We hope so. The ministry can take responsibility about the procedures which take part within the embassy. We cannot take responsibility about the situation which is outside the walls of the embassy. I hope that the situation in Hanoi is under control, and according to our information which we do have and which the embassy in Hanoi has, we think that the situation is progressing in a good direction. So the situation from last year, where there were hundreds of people waiting for visa, paying hundreds of dollars for someone who was supposed to help with visa, it's the past. And I am sure that what's happening within the embassy in Hanoi, it's very transparent, and all the procedures are correct.
The new visa point system is now available for the citizens of six countries, including Vietnam, China, and Mongolia. When will it be extended for citizens of other countries, and will it eventually cover all countries of the world?
Well, hopefully. We are, as it was said, the pilot project started in Hanoi. After several months of experiences, we now enlarge the system or to, you know, implement the system in other embassies which were mentioned. So, and in, within next weeks, we hope to cover also Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, and other countries in Western Balkan, also Turkey. So we, in this first stage, we would like to cover the most vulnerable countries where the demand for especially long-term visa is very high, and the aim is to cover all Czech embassies by the end of this year.
Your ministry also introduced another new measure under which applicants from several countries, including Moldova, Ukraine, and Vietnam, have to prove that they're not infected with TB and syphilis and that they're not HIV positive. Why did you include syphilis, which is an easily curable disease? Why did you include that on the list?
It's the question for the people responsible for public health, especially Mr. Witt, the Deputy Minister of Health, or the responsible people at LAN Police.
Jan Vichital, the head of the Consular Policy